This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Hey, I went to Sierra Vista a week or so ago, the annual High on the Desert conference put on by the Cochise County Master Gardeners, the University of Arizona Extension Service out there in Cochise County. It's a two-day event. I only went for the second day. I had a talk to give at the end of the second day, and honestly, I spent most of the time chatting with people I just don't get to see often enough, and so I felt so lucky to see them and spent a lot of time with them. At one point, I was conscripted onto a panel. It seems like the panel of four, the panel named the Know-It-All Panel, the panel was missing a fourth person, and lucky me. I did do it because I got a little sticker that I put on my name tag that said, Know-It-All. So I had joined the distinguished panel moderated by my good old friend Jim Coweek from down Canelo Way. What a good old friend. And what a hoot. The fun questions, fun answers, at least down at my end of the table, which I shared with Yuma Extension agent Stacy Bielmeyer. So one question that got several answers was, what do you do about pocket gophers? And people were going, oh, we trap them, or we poison them, or we pour concrete into their tunnels. I'm not making that up. I just pointed out what a fascinating creature they are, a marvelous rodent. The pocket gopher, even though one just ate all the roots of a one-year-old fig tree that Ms. Mesquite and I planted, you little bastard, I shouted. I mean, these pocket gophers are very cute. Here's what we know about pocket gophers. The common pocket gopher around us in southeastern Arizona is Thamomus botai. B-O-T-T-A-E. It must be botai or boti or boti. I don't know. Thomas heap. Greek heap. Miss M-Y-S mouse. So heap mouse. You know, that's referring to the piles of dirt outside of their tunnels. They push it, these piles of dirt, with their forefeet and under their chin, just like you and I coming home from the grocery store trying to get in the front door, right? Don't forget, pocket gophers are what they call fossorial. They spend 90% of their time underground. They have small ears and small eyes and those big teeth. They're very cute. The specific epithet, B-O-T-T-A-E, I'm not going to try to pronounce it, refers to a French or Italian fellow, Paul Emile Botta. I say French or Italian because he went both ways. Anyway, he collected plants and animals in California in the 1820s and 30s. And if you want to look up a fascinating character, look up this guy, Paul Emile Botta. Pocket gophers are rodents. You knew that. They have large incisors. The pocket part of the common name refers to a fur-lined pouch that starts at their little gopher cheeks and back to its tiny shoulders. Big old fur-lined pouch. Fur-lined pouches are very trendy right now, I should say. No dirt goes in those pouches. Stuff like roots and grasses go in there. And, you know, in pocket gophers, this long, 8-inch long creature spend 90%, I said this, of their life underground. And so from underground, they can pull plants down into their tunnel, like a grass or part of a fig tree in my yard, you little bastard. So sometimes, according to statistics, 10% of the time, they do come out and forage. I watched one in our chicken yard. He comes out for cracked corn. How cute is that? He comes out for cracked corn. He goes back to his tunnel backwards. And that's how they travel in their tunnels. That their cute short tail is a sensory organ. I didn't know. So the tunnels are too tight to turn around in and are navigated backwards. And there are rooms off to the side of a tunnel. One will be like a bathroom, a latrine. Gophers are tidy. And one will be like a pantry, someplace to store part of my fig tree and roots and grasses and things like that. And one will be a bedroom. A female will have a nursery. Did I mention that male and female gophers don't hang out together except to breed? So the female will have a little nursery where she raises her kids, where she lives alone. It's so cool. Oh, it's fantastic, aren't they? So listen, these pocket gophers, these environmental engineers, are found all around you and me, from the tippy top of the Sky Islands. I'm not making it up. Way up there, 10, 11,000 feet to a couple hundred feet above sea level in Yuma. These ecological rascals, these interior decorators, these tunnel architects, these Thamomas show us from a different point of view that the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.